This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Illinois Ag Legislative Day took place on Tuesday of this week in Springfield. Several ag organizations and leaders attended the event, including Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for Growmark, Chuck Spencer. I talked with Chuck to get a recap on legislative issues and to find out his opinion on the $0 budget line item for vocational ag programs. Tuesday was Illinois Ag Legislative Day in Springfield, and I was there as well as you. You said you sat in on a legislative briefing, so share with us some of the issues that were discussed.
You know, Ag Day is always a very proud event down at the Illinois State Capitol, and even during challenging times, it's so important for agriculture to be seen as that large group of individuals working very hard across rural Illinois and marketing products and working inside our urban areas of Illinois. We have such a reach, very diverse, and I think we saw that on display whenever we had our briefing in the morning with agriculturalists from across the state in a wide array of production systems getting together, talking about their priorities and their importance. We had the chairman of the Senate and House Agricultural Committees address the groups. We had leaders through the FFA, as well as the State Fair Queen, and a number of people involved in our political structure that came in and said very complimentary things about agriculture, the importance of their involvement in the state capitol, and how we all are going to have to work to a resolution for our budget challenge in front of us.
That is something that has been on our minds for a while now, is the state budget. And even now, so the estimate from the governor to have a $0 line item for ag. And your opinions, or what's the talk? What are we going to do about this?
Well, I think what you're seeing is that the state has a very significant challenge in paying its bills. We know that there are rural utilities, utility companies. There are food service providers to a number of state entities, entities that provide energy products, such as gasoline, diesel, propane, and we could go down this list of very long supplies that are consumed on a state agency, and independent business are carrying the bill here in the backlog of payment. That's one aspect of it. Two is educational entities, as you pointed out. You've got higher education that's been receiving a tremendous amount of attention in the news, and then just school districts and their budgets. And then I do know that the challenge is FFA or some of the funding programs, as you pointed out, zero for agricultural education. The point, I think, that is being made by the leaders is they want to see compromise. They need to have compromise. And then what that compromise looks like is what we've been stuck on. And the more we participate and try to help this process forward, I think the better we will be as a state overall. And it is going to be a significant challenge, because if you think about it, July 1st is the end of our fiscal year for 2016. Technically speaking, we weren't supposed to have no budget. We were supposed to have a budget each year, and it should be in balance. And so we're going to have to see what 2017 holds if we have the type of spending challenges we have. And as you've probably seen, some of the early indications that state revenue growth is very, very flat. So it's difficult to see that revenue is a way to grow out of this, but we do need to create policies to stimulate economic development and do what we can to grow as much as possible.
Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for Growmark, Chuck Spencer. And a friendly reminder for you this morning, the Gillespie FFA chapter is teaming up with CHS to fight hunger and help local food pantries stock their shelves. The Gillespie FFA has a cookout today, March 5th, from 10:30 to 1 p.m. at the Dollar General store in Gillespie. All proceeds will go towards the challenge with CHS and the Harvest for Hunger to benefit local food pantries. And again, that's the cookout today from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Dollar General in Gillespie. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show this morning. I'm Katie Bowles.